The golden age of radio is on the air. Morehead State Public Radio presents classic old-time radio programs from radio's golden age, the 1930s through the 1950s. On this program of the golden age of radio, comedy music parody on the Stan Freberg Show, and the jungle adventures of Frank Buck on Bring Him Back Alive and the Ghost Tiger of Songhai. Stay tuned for the golden age of radio after today's news from NPR on WMKY at 90.3 FM. Welcome back to the Golden Age of Radio on WMKY at 90.3 FM. Later on today's show, the jungle adventures of Frank Buck on Bring Him Back Alive and the Ghost Tiger of Songhai. Right now, comedy and music parody on this episode of the Stan Freberg Show from 1957, as WMKY presents the Golden Age of Radio.
Ladies, when you buy milk, remember that no other kind of milk has as many uses as carnation.
Carnation for cooking.
Carnation for coffee.
Carnation for baby feeding.
Good, good, good. For milk that's extra good, you should get the brand that's called Carnation. Rich, rich, rich. For milk that's creamy rich, you should get the brand that's called Carnation.
Carnation evaporated milk. No other milk has as many uses as Carnation. You can use it for most cream purposes. You can use it for all milk purposes. And either way, you'll find Carnation a blessing in your kitchen. For Carnation is milk that's more than double rich, concentrated by having water removed. Undiluted, Carnation has the consistency of good, rich cream and is heavy enough to whip. Mixed with an equal amount of water, Carnation is good, rich milk. Richer than your state standard for bottled milk. And the cost is in your favor, too. Carnation costs less than half as much as cream, and a lot less than bottled milk. So why not follow this economical way to richer, more delicious foods? Keep well stocked with Carnation, the milk from contented cows.
To ask you not to gong like that.
Oh, well,
it's
yeah.
Like right in my ear, man.
Well, I was just trying
It's too piercing, man. It's too piercing.
Well, see, the gong was to separate me from the commercials you just heard. I mean, I don't want people to think I'm a cigarette or a used car.
Well, what are you, man?
I'm Stan Freberg.
Too piercing, man.
Too piercing, yeah. Well, that's the breaks. Hit it, Billy.
Wow.
This is the fourth show of the series of a brand new radio series.
From Hollywood, we present the Stan Freberg Show.
With the music of Billy May.
Plus the songs of Peggy Taylor with Doris Butler, June Foray, Peter Leeds, and Judd Conlon, Rhythm Air.
You may not find us on your TV, because in case you did not No, we're being brought to you on. Brought to you on. Brought to you on R-A-D-I-O.
Now one of the dramatic scenes we know you've been waiting for. Stage lights dim, and the spotlight finds our announcer, Burnside Mantle.
Thank you. Great moments in history. We bring you the story behind these moments. The time is April the 18th, 1775. The place, Charleston, Massachusetts. It is night, and high in the steeple of the old North Church, two lanterns are gleaming. One if by land, and two if by sea. The British are coming.
Quick, quick, Paul Revere, quick. The British are coming. Get on the horse.
First you give me the money, then I'll get on the horse. So concludes another gem from the files of our historical stool pigeon and research man, Robert E. Tainter. I hope they at least put a radio in his cell so he can hear the show. In answer to all the hundreds of letters we've received asking just exactly what yogurt is, I'm sorry, we don't know.
Pardon me.
Oh, yes, Peggy?
Well, yogurt, a dairy product, is prepared from milk, partly evaporated and fermented by Lactobacillus vulgaris.
Uh-huh. And for you true lovers of cupcakes and other goodies, that was the voice of Peggy Taylor. Gee, how did you know what yogurt was?
Oh, I know a lot of little things, Dan. Mm-hmm.
Now, with the help of Judd Conlon's Rhythm Airs, here's Peggy Taylor. Sing, Peggy.
All right, Jack. I like the likes of you. I like the things you do. I mean, I like the likes of you. I like your eyes of blue. I think they're blue, don't you? I mean, I like your eyes of blue. Dear, if I could only say what I mean. I mean, if I could mean what I say. That is, I mean to say that I mean to. Say that I like the likes of you. Your looks are pure to look. Looks like I like the likes of you. Oh dear, if I could only say what I mean. I mean if I could mean what I say. That is, I mean to say that I mean to say that. I like the looks of you. Your looks are pure to look. Look like I like the likes of you. Looks like I like the looks of you.
High five. Just what does it all mean? We are fortunate to have with us the eminent electronics engineer and scientist, Dr. Herman Horn, who will demonstrate for us the meaning of the word hi-fi.
Thank you. And incidentally, hi-fi is two words hyphenated in the middle.
The word hi-fi.
Two words. I've told you once. I won't tell you again.
The words hi-fi.
That's better.
Have become a part of our daily vocabulary. Still, many people do not completely understand. And so, it is to them that this lecture is dedicated.
Doctor! One moment, please.
Just testing the equipment so I'll be ready for the lecture if that big fat mouth of yours ever stops flapping and you introduce me.
I'm trying to.
Well, try a little harder.
Yes.
Please.
Well, as Edison was to the incandescent lamp, as Whitney was to the cotton gin, as Abby is to rents, so is Dr. Herman Horn to
stereophrantic, orthopedic, cinemaguana, ramophonic sound is the copyrighted name for my own personal hi-fi system,
yes,
which I have developed.
What the good doctor really means is, hi-fi, short for high fidelity, or music recorded with complete frequency and full dynamic range, plus great musical balance, then engineered and pressed with critical electronic precision.
Somebody asked you to say that?
Oh, no,
Just thought you'd throw it in. Is that it?
Oh, yes. That it? I just wanted to help, you know.
Well, that's very nice. You want to help. Say, let me show you how I can be a real help. Take your foot and put it in this bucket of salt water.
All righty.
There we are. Now, will you hang on to these two electrodes?
All righty.
Thank you. Hold it. To continue, ladies and gentlemen, here is some average sounds you hear every day around the house, which my assistant, Mr. Strudelmeier, is going to play through hi-fi. Listen. That was the mating call of the aardvark. Yes, you aardvarks with hi-fi sets, that was a good place in the record to test your equipment and get jollies at the same time. Listen again. You know what that was? That was the same mating call, only played backwards and slowed down. It is no longer attractive to aardvarks in this condition, but it gives my assistant Strudelmeier goosebumps. Here is something you don't hear every day. That was the sound of Luella Parsons at the Brown Derby putting ketchup on a clam sandwich in hi-fi. Hey, you'd think you were right there with Lolly, wouldn't you? I tell you, somebody who appreciates hi-fi, that's a dog. They could hear all the good sounds you couldn't hear, like all the highs. You can only hear the fives. The average dog can hear up to 40,000 cycles. I'll play an oscillator for you. You write down a mental note of where you can't hear anymore. You don't hear that, do you? That's the part the dogs like. Don't you wish you had dog's ears? Matter of fact, a friend of mine back in Scranton got so mad that his dog could hear more than he could, he went to a plastic surgeon and had dog's ears put on him. He couldn't hear for sour apples, but he got a part in the picture, Frankenstein Meets the Wolfman. Where was I? Oh, yes, dogs. I have recorded a whole symphony at 40,000 cycles for only dogs to hear. If you can hear it, believe me, worry a little. All righty, put on the record, Strudelmeier. Down, Strudelmeier. Down, Strudelmeier. Take the record off. Well, too bad. They get too emotional. Strudelmeier. Strudelmeier, the liver is for them.
So concludes the first of a series of fascinating lectures on hi-fi by Dr. Herman Horn. I feel sure that you, like us, will get a lot from these educational talks. The preceding 4 minutes of time has been relinquished by Stan Freeberg in honor of Deafen Your Neighbors Week.
Lox Audio Theater, brought to you by Lox Soap, the only salmon-shaped bar that swims up tub. Now, here is your host, that grand, grand star with a wide, wide smile, C.B. Digby.
Good evening from Hollywood. Tonight we have for you a stirring psychological drama, adapted especially for the Lox Audio Theater from that lovable motion picture, Rock Around My Nose. Our stars are the screen's most lovable old codger, Mr. Evanston, Illinois, and that delightful child actor, Bobby Finster, recently starred in Pillow Fight at the OK Nursery School. As usual, usual, after our play, I'll be talking with these glamorous stars in our very own green room. And now, from Hollywood, the Lox Audio Theater presents Rock Around My Nose.
In the library of his palatial mansion, on his magnificent estate in Puce Hills, Connecticut, a troubled man sits aimlessly playing with his fabulous collection of pigeon blood rubies. As the priceless gems trickle from his aimless fingers and spill to the floor to be sucked on by a delighted cocker spaniel, Foster Farthington Chatsworth III, the lonely millionaire, is thinking deeply. He is... But let him tell us his problem.
I have lost all hope of getting close to my son, Julius Chatsworth IV. Since Julius was a baby, I've had trouble getting close to him.
Dad,
and now...
Dad.
Ah, there's Julius now. Julius, my son, come get close to me.
Are you kidding?
What's the matter, son? Let me get close to you, boy.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. Why you can't get close to me.
What is it?
Well, Dad, it's just as plain as the... Oh, what's the use? I can't tell you. So long, Dad.
Julius, where are you going?
I'm going out to pick up a girl.
But, Julius, what about your poor old father?
You get your own girl.
He was gone, and I still could not get close to him. Little did I know what was going on at the Puce Hills Sweet Shop.
Hiya, Julius.
Oh, hi, Marty. How's things at the butcher shop?
Oh, I managed to do a little cutting up. How's with you?
Oh, same old thing. Come down here, drinking straight shots, talk realistic dialogue. I'm not getting any younger. I made a mockery of my life. I want to get married.
But you're only 8 years old.
Oh, you're always throwing that in my face.
What's the matter? You cold?
No, I'm struggling inwardly.
Julius began to spend night after night at the Puce Hills Sweet Shop. I could no longer interest him in a hobby, so I took up a hobby. I began to study golf, and one day at the country club, as I was taking a lesson from the pro...
No, Mr. Chatsworth. No, you sliced again. You got to keep your eye on the ball.
Yes, I know, but that's very difficult, Mac. My nose overshadows it.
You got a pretty big proboscis.
It is a bit outside, isn't it?
Ooh, I wish I had that nose full of knickers.
That nose full of nickels. I had heard that phrase before, walking along the street.
Hey, Gert, get a load of that bugle.
Boy, would I like to have that nose full of nickels.
Nose full of nickels. Nose full of nickels. Nose full of nickels.
Stop it!
I began to think about my nose. How many nickels would it hold? I decided to find out in my office next day.
Here are the nickels, Mr. Chatsworth. Banks and all they have.
Excellent. Excellent, Miss Braintree. Now I want you to pour them into my nose.
Are you kidding?
Not at all. I want to see how many nickels my nose will hold.
Well, you're the boss. Say, you'll have to stand on your head.
All right. Yep. How's this?
Perfect.
All right. Start pouring.
Okay. I guess that. that does it. You can stand up now.
Okay.
All right. Start counting, Miss Braintree. When the final count was in, I learned something new about myself. The number of nickels that my nose could accommodate amounted to $241.73. That 73 cents bothered me. Oh, well, that night in our drawing room, I confided in my wife, Mrs. Foster Chatsworth III.
Foster the Third, that's it. What? That's why you can't get close to your son, Julius. It's your nose. Remember when you used to pick him up from the cradle, you couldn't see him?
By thunder, I think you've hit it. And now that he's grown taller, whenever I try to get close to him, why, my nose knocks him down. That's why he backs away.
Cop Chatsworth the Third, there's only one thing to do.
Yes, I've got to get a nose job.
I'm heading for the last nose job.
And so I went to a first-rate nose shrinker.
There you are, Mr. Chatsworth. From now on, your nose wouldn't hold enough niggers for a local phone call.
Thank you very much, Doctor.
Julius, my son.
Who are you?
Why, I'm your dad. Foster Farthington Chatsworth.
The Third.
Right.
Dad, you got a short nose.
Yes, son. Now I can get close to you.
And I can get close to you. Oh, Dad, I've missed you so.
No. It was my fault, son. I've been short-sighted and long-nosed.
Oh, Dad.
Julius, my son.
Only a
And so you have heard Rock Around My Nose, specially adapted for the Lux Audio Theater. And now here in our very own green room with me are the stars of this lovable production, Mr. Evanston, Illinois, and little Bobby Finster. It's a great honor to have you in the green room, Evanston.
Well, it's a great honor to be in the green room, C.B.
And that was a delightful performance you just gave, Bobby.
Well, I felt that, it was a challenge, C.B.
Well, you met that challenge beautifully for an 8-year-old boy.
I think we can knock off that 8-year-old boy routine any time now, you know. Look, I'm a 37-year-old midget with a wife and 3 kids in Kansas City.
Yeah.
In that order.
Tell me, Evanston, how did it seem to be working with little Bobby Finster again?
Perfectly miserable.
Well, surely you're joking.
It wasn't exactly a picnic for me, Mr. Evanston. Has been, Illinois.
What do you mean, has been?
Ah, come on, you big ham.
What?
If you hadn't gotten this job tonight, they would have turned off your gas.
Why, you vicious little monster.
Take your hands off me, old ghost.
Have the boy, having you along. Kick him in the teeth.
We're having a little fun here in our very own green room tonight, folks. I see our time is up. Now, next week...
Who cares about next week? How much do I get paid for next week?
Shut up, Minster, shut up.
What is all next week, CD?
What are you doing after this show, baby?
Yeah, what's all doing with that smile?
Keep away from her,
I'm so friends. Locks, the only salmon-shaped bar that swims up tub, has brought you another formal interview in our very own little green room. Next week we present Love Thy Neighbor.
Jack!
Mr. C.B. Digby saying...
Take your foot out of my mouth.
Good night to you from Hollywood.
In Mr. H. Allen Smith's book, The Rebel Yell, there seems to be some dispute among Southerners as to how the actual Southern Rebel Yell went. Mr. Smith points out that there are certain schools who believe it went, hi, yip, 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 wahoo, and other people down there think that it went, tutti frutti, a wop bambooey. But I personally, having done a little research on the subject, I believe that the rebel yell went like this. Yeah! Don't let me startle you. I'm just doing a rebel yell here to kind of kick things off. You know what I mean? Hey, yellow rose in Texas that I am going to see. Nobody else could miss her, not half as much as me. That's right, so when I... Excuse me. That's just a shade loud on the snare drum.
She's the sweetest little rosebud that Texas ever knew. Her eyes are bright as diamonds. They sparkle like the dew.
See, now, you covered up sparkle like the dew. One of the loveliest parts in the whole Texas is the only girl for me. You covered up the piccolos there. Where the Rio Grande? Where the Rio? Where... My feeling is that whilst I love the good snare drum, I feel that volume-wise, it's just a little bit too much what you're doing there, see? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Now, you try and hold it down, will you? Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Where the Rio Grande? Appreciate it. Where the Rio Grande is flowing, and sorry, he's got that better. He walks along the river, and the quiet, oh, that's so much better. Hello, that she remembers when the part is long ago. Oh, that there's just the world of difference. Mercy, Jesus. See, now you're slipping back in your old habits again. Why do you do that? Why do you think this is the only girl for me? I love a grand head. Drummer covered up the tra-la-las. Will you do it again, that's all. Smart, Ellie. Come! La 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 la. See how lovely that turned out? Now, that's a darling part. Okay, banjo, go yug-dug-a-dug-a-dug. That's pretty. Oh, now I'm going to find her for my heart is full of wool. We'll do the things together we did so long ago. Excuse me, you ain't any kin to the snare drummer, are you? Thank you very much. Well, that's about it for this time around. I'll be back next week with a new throat.
Crazy.
Oh, yes, I forgot about you. Well, you've tried our show?
Yeah, man.
And you've tried other shows?
Yeah, man.
Well, what is your conclusion?
Well, your show is louder, man. It bugs me. And it's more piercing. Definitely more piercing.
Thank you. So until next week, this is Stan Freberg saying thanks for listening, God bless you, and good night.
Stan Freberg Show is produced in Hollywood by Pete Barnum and is written by Stan Freberg, Pete Barnum, Jack Roach, and Doris Butler, with original songs by Stan Freberg. Featuring the music of Billy May, Judd Conlon's Rhythm Airs, and the songs of Peggy Taylor with Doris Butler, Peter Leeds, and June Foray. Also in the cast is Hans Conry. Bud Sewell speaking.
You're listening to the Golden Age of Radio on WMKY with an episode of The Stan Freberg Show, first broadcast on radio on August 4th, 1957, and starring Stan Freberg with the voice talents of Dawes Butler, June Foray, Peter Leeds, and the music direction of Billy May. Stay tuned for more classic old-time radio from the 1930s through the 1950s. When the Golden Age of Radio continues on Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY at 90.3 FM. Welcome back to the Golden Age of Radio on WMKY at 90.3 FM. In a moment, the Jungle Adventures of Frank Buck, in an exciting episode of Bring 'Em Back Alive and the Ghost Tiger of Songhai. Right now, here's Sing, Sing, Sing from 1936 by Louis Prima and his New Orleans gang on the Golden Age of Radio.
That the music goes round and round, you forgot to remember, you've got to swing in this man's sound. So sing, 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 everybody start to sing, la la, whoa, now you're singing with a swing. Sing, 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 everybody start to sing, la la, whoa, now you're singing with a swing. When the music goes around, everybody goes to town. But here's something you should know. Oh, baby, oh. Sing, 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 sing. Everybody start to sing. La, la, oh. Now you're singing with a swing. Sing, 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 sing. Everybody they start to sing.
Samba, whoa!
Now you're singing with a swing. Sing, 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 sing. Everybody start to sing.
Samba, whoa!
Now you're singing with a swing. When the music goes around, everybody goes to town. But here's something you should know.
Oh, baby, oh!
Sing, 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 sing. Everybody start to sing.
Samba, whoa!
Now you're singing with the swing. Oh, swing, da, 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 da. Ah, swing, boy!
Had 24 hours to trap a man-eating tiger, or a lovely lady would meet death by torture. That's the story of the ghost tiger of Sungai.
From the tangled wilds of Borneo, from the mystic mountains of Tibet, from the fierce jungles of Malaya, bring them back alive. RKO Radio Pictures presents Bring 'em Back Alive. Filmed in the depths of the Malayan jungle, the only wild animal picture which can never be duplicated, Frank Buck's original Bring 'em Back Alive is authentic, thrilling, packed with action and suspense. The dramatic story of the jungle, the land of the short shadows, where survival of the fittest is the law of life. See Frank Buck in Bring 'em Back Alive. And now, for the first time on the air, RKO presents The Jungle Adventures of Frank Buck.
Terror in the night. Superstitious folk the world around people the night with legendary horrors. Creatures human by day which turn themselves to beasts at sundown. To range the dark, preying on their fellows. In southern Europe, these are the vampires, the undead, who sleep in their graves by day, to fly the night as bats seeking human blood, without which they must perish. In northern Europe, since wolves are the most ferocious beasts in the woods of the north, these supernatural beings of the night are called werewolves. And as darkness comes, fearful wayfarers wonder if their neighbors will suddenly turn to wolves. And so in the jungles of the Malay Peninsula, where I filmed the motion picture Bring 'em Back Alive, these creatures of terror, human by day, beast by night, are the were-tigers. For the tiger is the great killer of the jungle, and the words Harimu, bizarre, enormous tiger, strike fear to every native heart. This is the story of the were-tiger of Sungai and the drums. The drums that pounded out a rhythm of doom as the slow jungle day crept on toward the sudden jungle night, and the minutes were crammed with suspense, ticking away like the last heartbeats of a human being destined for a horrible death. I first heard of the ghost tiger from a young couple whom I shall call Charles and Mary Ransom. I had orders for many animals for zoos and circuses in the United States, and I had set up my jungle camp near Sungai. Usually, my camp is far from any sign of civilization, so when I found there was an isolated rubber plantation a mile or so away, I was delighted, and I went to call. I found the Ransoms charming people. Mary was young and pretty, recently arrived. Charles had been there some time longer, readying the place for his bride. And after lunch, we sat on the veranda.
Glad you came over, Buck.
Do you find it lonely here, Mrs. Ransom?
Oh, I love it here. There are orchids everywhere. The ferns are green and beautiful. Birds sing all day.
And tigers scream all night.
Oh, you've tigers on the prowl.
First one since I've been here, but This fellow's a man-eater. Killed a native 2 nights ago. I built a log trap near the scene of the kill, but the natives say I'll never catch him. They say he's a word tiger. A human being that changes to the form of a tiger at night.
That's such silly talk. Rank superstition. Were-tiger, indeed. It's incredible.
Nothing is incredible out here. Never forget that. In the jungle, there's always danger.
Danger, yes. That's the keynote of the jungle, where death lurks in every shadow, behind every tangle of matted vine, beneath every heap of rotted foliage. And that same night, danger struck. I was in camp, ready to turn in for the night, when I heard a sudden babble of voices among my native bearers. I went to the opening of my nipa-thatched lean-to as Ollie, my number one boy, came running up.
Tuan, Tuan, come quick. Bring medicine bag.
Apaini? What is this?
Ma'am, from plantation.
Mrs. Ransom?
She is hurt. Her head bleeds.
Mr. Buck, I'm so glad I found you. It's Charles, the tiger god.
Ollie, stop that infernal jabbering. Tell those men to shut up.
Yes, Tuan. Quiet! Quiet, you rapi! Are you men or squirrels?
Well, that's a nasty cut on your head, Mrs. Ransom. Looks like a lock of hair is torn away. Come on, sit down and I'll fix it up.
Never mind that. I must have caught my hair in a branch. We must get to Charles.
All right. We'll go at once, but there'll be time to find that wound. Ollie!
Yes, Tuan.
Get my rifle and my pistol. You better get two boys with parangs to cut our way through the jungle.
Boys not go in jungle tonight. Harimu walk. Harimu bizarre.
Are you afraid of the tiger, Ollie?
No, I go with Tuan.
Good. Now get guns. Geldig ja. Get going fast.
Yes, Tuan.
Oh, Mr. Buck, Charles may be dying.
Now, let's see. Here's my medicine bag. And I'll get some water.
But we must get to Charles.
We'll go just as soon as Ollie brings my things. Now I'll bathe that wound for you. Let's see. Oh, it's not so bad. A straight, clean furrow like a bullet would make.
It must have been a thorn in the bush.
Well, we'll just bind it up now as it sits still just a moment. Now tell me what happened.
It was just at sundown. I saw Charles coming up the trail. Something moved in the bushes behind him. Charles turned. He had a rifle, and he fired as a great beast sprang at him. The tiger struck him, and he fell, and I ran up toward him.
Well, you might have been killed. A wounded tiger puts up an awful fight, you know.
I'd have fought that tiger with my fingernails to save Charles. He was clawing at Charles' side, and I grabbed up the gun, and I pulled the trigger. The tiger staggered a few steps and fell.
You killed it?
I don't know. The tiger wasn't there when the boys came. There was blood and fur beside the trail, but the tiger was gone. It must have crawled away.
That's strange. A wounded tiger usually fights. There, your head's all bandaged.
Here, Tuan. Guns in parang.
Good. Now, Mrs. Ransom, Charles is at the bungalow?
Yes, I left him with our number one boy, his son. The boys wouldn't enter the jungle. I had to go alone.
Come on, Ollie. We must go now.
Not good going jungle tonight.
Ollie, I thought you said you weren't afraid of the tiger.
Not afraid of Harimu. But listen, drums talk. Drums say not real Harimu, not real tiger. Say is man or woman turn into tiger at night. Word tiger. Say tiger shot, not fine. Say find man or woman who shot on head.
Night in the jungle, with slimy roots coiling about our ankles like snakes, wet branches brushing our faces like ghostly fingers, and all about us the ceaseless movement of hunter and hunted, and the occasional death cry of a loser in the endless war for survival, and all the time pounding like those jungle drums through my brain, Ali's words.
Not real Harimu, not real tiger, were tiger. Find man or woman shot on head.
And struggling beside me through the dark was Mary Ransom. And that long furrow on her head could have been cut by a bullet. And wounded tigers fight. They don't crawl away. Oh, maybe it was the darkness. Maybe it was the eerie beat of those far-off drums. But mice were running up down my spine. Mice with cold feet. We stumbled out into the clearing. Went up to the veranda. Ransom was alone. The natives had run away. His head looked bad, possible concussion. We dared not move him, and it would take 2 days to get a doctor. But that was all we could do. I sent Ollie for the doctor, bound up Ransom's wounds. Just as I finished, I looked around me. Mary Ransom was gone. That was Mary who screamed out there in the night. I snatched my rifle, rushed outside. All about me, the jungle teemed with life and death. But the drums were still. Then Mary screamed again. And the drums began, louder, nearer, infinitely more evil. Ahead in the clearing where Charles had set his tiger trap, a fire blazed, painting the jungle foliage blood red. And against that flaming tapestry, dark shadows leaped and circled, and voices babbled like a chorus of insane parrots. I ran toward the sound, burst into the clearing. The drums stopped again. A dark figure towered before me, eyes red in the firelight, face gleaming with sweat. The Ransom's number one boy, Hussein.
Or dagger.
Tuan!
Stand back.
Out of my way. Where's Mem Ransom?
Stay back, Tuan.
Mary! Mary Ransom!
Here I am up in the tiger cage. Where's
Tiger? Mem Ransom, where Tiger?
Get that cage open, Mary.
No. Mem, where Tiger? We killed.
Now listen to me, all of you. I fired in the air that time, but if one of you touches Mem Ransom, I'll shoot to kill.
Mem Ransom, where Tiger? Tuan Ransom, shoot Tiger on head, Tiger gone. Mem hurt on head, Mem in Tiger trap. Mem Ransom, where Tiger?
All right, listen to me. You all know me. You know what I say is true. Mem Ransom is not were-tiger. No, I say. I know one of your men was killed, but it was a real tiger killed that man.
No, were-tiger. We killed
were-tiger. I say there's a real tiger, and I'll prove it to you. Free Mem Ransom, and I'll catch the real tiger for you. You, Hussein, you know that I trap animals. Tell these men that if they let Mem Ransom out of that cage, I'll catch the real tiger.
Have catch tiger. Where, Tiger?
Look, see that moon up there? Give me 24 hours, just till the moon is there at that same spot in the sky again. Tell those men I'll catch the real tiger.
I tell. When moon in same place in sky tomorrow night, if you no catch tiger, we know Mem Ransom where tiger. We kill. Tear skin from bones first so Mem no can change skin again.
All through the night, the drums spoke. But with day, they were still. As the hours marched past, I paid many visits to the trap. But I had little hope that Tiger would be abroad by day. In the late afternoon, I returned to the bungalow to find Ransom conscious.
Hello, Buck.
Well, Ransom, you've had a narrow squeak. How do you feel?
All right, I think. Mary told me what happened. What are we going to do?
There's nothing we can do but wait. And hope we catch that tiger.
Can't we get away from here when it's dark again?
Oh, there's not a chance. Anyway, you're in no condition to travel.
You could take Mary and leave me here.
No, Charles, I won't leave you.
You must, Mary. Don't you understand? Those devils out there really mean to skin you alive.
I won't go without you, Charles.
We couldn't get away, Ransom. There's no one in the clearing now. But just beyond the rim of the jungle, they're waiting. They'd have us before we'd go on 100 yards.
They've got my guns.
Yeah.
We have your rifle and your pistol. We could pick them off as they cross the clearing if they rush us.
Well, we can hold them off for a time. But they'll fire the house eventually. Then we'll have our choice. Come out or roast.
Buck. Promise me one thing.
Sure.
If worse comes to worst, you'll save one bullet for Mary.
No. I'll save 3 bullets. One for each of us. In the jungle, there is no twilight. The sun, which all day has fought a hopeless battle to pierce through high swaying trees, matted tangled vines, spreading bushy undergrowth, seems suddenly to tire of its struggle and plunge over the unseen horizon. Then it is night. Then the incessant clatter of bird and animal life takes on a new note as the weaker seek hiding, and the stronger hunters of the night begin their ceaseless search for living food. The jungle is never still. There is always sound in the jungle, and yet there is always a tenseness of listening in the air. Listening for that hidden danger, that unheard may mean death.
How much longer, Buck?
Best. The moon is almost overhead.
Maybe your boy Ollie will be back in time.
Oh, he can't possibly make it before morning, even if he finds the doctor at home. And only 2 more against 100.
Drums have been quiet all day. I wonder why.
Well, they're waiting, too. When the drums begin, put out the light. They'll be calling the Sakai in for the kill.
The clearing's filling with natives.
Yeah, I guess this is it. All right, get set, Ransom.
Come over here by me, Mary.
Yes, Charles.
I'll blow out the light.
Sorry we got you into this, Buck.
Oh, forget it. Everyone's number comes up sometime.
Listen.
The drums.
Yes, here they come. Get away from that door.
Open door, Tuan. Open door.
Get away from there or we'll fire.
Let them have it, Buck.
All right. Tuan. Tuan, do not shoot. Mem Ransom is not were-tiger. Real tiger. Caught in trap.
Killers of the jungle. A fight to the death with a crocodile. A mad elephant on a rampage. A battle royal between a 30-foot python and a tiger. See? Bang, I'm back alive. RKO Radio Pictures has presented a jungle adventure of Frank Buck. In this series of original radio dramas, all characters are impersonated. See and hear Frank Buck in person in his great wild animal picture, the original Bring 'Em Back Alive. Filmed in the depths of the Malayan jungle, the only wild animal picture which can never be duplicated, Bring 'Em Back Alive is authentic, thrilling, packed with action, danger, suspense. It's a picture for every member of the family, an exciting experience in motion picture entertainment. See the most ferocious jungle killers in their native haunts. See Bring 'Em Back Alive. It's another great RKO radio picture.
Bop bop boop boop doom doo be ah bop boop ba doop boop boop boo ye ah bop boop doo dee da bop boop ba doop ba dim loop be boop doo beep beep boop be ya boop be doop ba doop dee ba doop dee ba doop loop beep beep bop boop doop boop 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 boop
Golden Age of Radio on WMKY with Dizzy Gillespie and his orchestra and Ulia Kool from 1948. We also heard The Jungle Adventures of Frank Buck on Bring 'Em Back Alive and The Ghost Tiger of Songhai. This has been the Golden Age of Radio, classic old-time radio programs from the 1930s through the 1950s. Material for this program provided by the Internet Archive, an online nonprofit library of books, movies, music, and old-time radio shows. On the web at archive.org. Tune in again for the Golden Age of Radio next week at the same time and channel on WMKY at 90.3 FM and online at WMKY.org.